Hey, this is 11L Radio New York International. We just heard some brand new music from my buddy, my friend, Bill Lloyd. He's got a brand new album out called Look Into It. Now, if you don't know Bill Lloyd, shame on you. He's a Nashville-based, Grammy-nominated songwriter, musician, producer, recording artist, and an all-around good guy. And he's played with everyone. He's written songs for the universe. But more importantly, Bill, are you there? Let me say hi.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great, my friend. And great record. Great new record, man.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You know, I listened to it multiple times, and I'm sitting there saying, okay, there's power pop on it, there's alt country, there is swamp, there's reggae on it, there's whimsicality on it. Now, how does that work, whimsicality, you know?
Well, are you talking about the sort of purposefully humorous songs? There's a couple of those.
Well, the game show stars, I kind of like that one.
Okay. Yeah, that was an instrumental track I'd written. And instead of naming it, I don't know, something straight, I decided, well, how can I make this a little more interesting? Because it would sound a little out of place, maybe otherwise. So I wanted to make it funny.
Okay.
And I played the guitar part, and then my friend Jim Hoke, who's a brilliant player, he did the marimba and the flute and all the stuff around it, and then we fed my voice through a filter to make it sound like a TV over in the corner.
Uh-huh.
So along with this melody is not exactly a lyric, but I guess it is the lyric, just a list of game show stars of the 70s from, you know, the old shows back when.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just sort of a silly, fun thing, you know. But the melody of the tune is really nice, and it doesn't sound like, it's sort of jazzy, poppy, from, sounds like it could have been a game show theme, really.
Yeah, yeah. So,
I can understand what you're saying, whimsical. I understand that now.
I mean, we started off with, what did I just play? I have my notes here, and I've messed up my notes. Oh, there they are. A Look Into It, Keep the Place Clean, and After Party, which I particularly love, After Party.
Well, thank you. You know, that one and Keep the Place Clean seem to be two of the more favorite tracks for the sort of the jangle pop crowd, because
mm-hmm.
they're both electric 12-string, you know, poppy. There's a slight countryness to the Keep the Place Clean, which I co-wrote with Pete and Maura Kennedy many, many years ago. They put it on one of their records back in the 90s, and I just decided to revisit it.
Mm-hmm.
And after Party Party was written a few years ago. Now there's a TV, was it a movie or a TV show? Anyway, I saw it on streaming and I went, damn, I missed my opportunity to pitch a song. There's already a TV show called The After Party.
So, oh, well, little bit late. But great stuff, man.
The idea of having a party that's more exclusive. You know, you have your party, and then, okay, there's going to be the after party. I just, you know, just poking fun at that, because that idea of it being more exclusive or better or in some kind of way or another, I just thought that was silly.
Well, or there's special people that come backstage after the after party, that, you know, the friends in the audience, and it's a whole different thing.
Yeah, they're like, it's for people who like to feel special, I think.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, exactly. So I'm looking at a stack, and I mean a stack of CDs of yours. This is the 19th one that I own. Now, I know you worked on other CDs with other people, but for me, it's your 19th CD.
Wow, okay. Well, you know, I guess if you include, you know, their duos, there's... of course, Foster and Lloyd was one, and then Jamie Hoover and I did a duo mm-hmm. record, buddy record. And then there was the Sky Kings, which two different records there, Cimarron 615, Project Ghost outfit. Yeah, those are all, you know, band situations. And then there are a bunch of my own CDs that I call this one my 12th because it's all new songs. And this is the 12th that has a collection of new songs.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
as opposed to being some sort of live or, I don't know, or, you know, just some other collection of, you know, tracks that weren't together to begin with. They just, you know, like a, there's one kind of best of sort of, or there's a couple. There was one in Japan, and there was one I put together a few years ago. So, yeah, it's just, it's, keeping track, but it feels to me like the 12th. Anyway.
Okay. Well, you've got more CDs on my shelf than I can shake a stick at, and I'm a happy guy with that.
I appreciate that, yeah. Dave. Really. There's a few of you out there I can probably name you.
Yeah, who have everything, yeah. Every record, yeah, ever recorded. On a sad note, I noticed going through my collection that you did a song with the late, great Jeffrey Foskett, who just passed the other day.
I just found out, and that's a sad one. You know, he was battling cancer,
mm-hmm,
for the last 5 years and had quite a reprieve after a pretty dire diagnosis.
Yeah, yeah.
He was given just a few months. He went on these trials and actually moved to Texas so he could be close to the doctors and it bought him another 5 years. So
yeah, yeah, it did.
And
he got out one more CD at the end,
which was
very good for him, you know.
Yeah, I was really happy to call myself his friend. We met Foster and Lloyd open for the Beach Boys, and a buddy of mine here in Nashville knew Jeffrey from California days, and he said, "Oh, you need to meet Jeffrey." So I went looking for him as we were the opening act for the Beach Boys show in California, and we just became fast friends and ended up staying at his house once for when I was out visiting California doing some co-writing and we played a gig together. We did one of those IPOs in Orange County, and so I played with his band, The Pranks.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He and Randall Kirsch, who Randall's a great writer and singer too, and Robbie Scharf and all those guys, just really great. And so yeah, working with Jeff was a real pleasure, and you know, because of his, you know, connection with the Beach Boys and Brian Wilson, and I got to hang out with Brian about 4 or 5 times, and
nice.
That never would have happened without Jeffrey, you know.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry, you know, that we're starting to lose all these people, but, you know, going on a deeper level, I mean, what do you think the musical legacy of our music will be down the road? I mean, you know, the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and the music of today that we grew up on, will it end up in the bins like Al Jolson and Bix Beiderbecke and Benny Goodman and Charlie Christian and Bing Crosby? You know, or will it have...
Those are all names I know and like, you know. I remember when my dad once said to me, Bix Beiderbecke or Beiderbecke, however you pronounce it.
Yeah.
And I made a big deal out of what a funny name it was and never heard of him and all that stuff. My dad was so mad at me. because I didn't know it. But you know what? All those names you say, you know, they are giants of their time. You know what? It's encouraging to me that when I hear, when I do listen to like local radio here in Nashville, there's an Americana station there's a few different radio stations I'll tune into, and I'm surprised that a lot of the younger bands and singers enjoy doing covers, and they're picking things from my youth, your youth,
mm-hmm.
I was in a restaurant the other day, and I heard David Bowie's Ashes to Ashes, and I went, well, that sounds different, and then a different singer came on, and I went, oh, it's a cover. And, you know, so, anyway, yeah, it's nice to think that the songs are so good they'll live on, because that is one thing I outside of a few exceptions, songwriting has taken a real turn to me compared to what it was. Competing with the likes of Joni Mitchell or Randy Newman or Jimmy Webb or Lennon McCartney or Bacharach or any of those kind of people, Paul Simon, those are all to me giants of constructing songs, and I don't hear very many young artists that has that kind of depth.
That's the key. That's the key. I mean, I rattled off those names, and I knew you would know all of them. People who are into music now, who are our age, whatever that means, will they know the next generation? Now, if I read off this list to my son, who's 34, okay, he would know all of them only because he was brought up in a household with music. But if he asked his friends, they wouldn't have a clue,
In a
small circle of friends, these people are gods of music to us, along with the 60s people that we grew up with. And I'm just wondering, will it be like the oldies been? Like, Beethoven exists, it survives. Will the music stay that way? I mean, will people
with streaming being what it is, the sort of primary way of that and radio and internet radio and everything being sort of the primary way people catch music these days, there's always a chance of something good happening, people programming really good stuff. And that's why I appreciate your show and allowing me to come on and talk about stuff like this, and thank you for playing my music. So
well, I mean, it's a wide taste of music, I mean, you were just on Mike Lidskin's show. You were on David Bash and Mark Hirschberger's show, I believe, today or later today. And, those are like-minded shows. But there's a wider audience out there that I think music today just becomes... You just put something on the radio and listen, and rather, I like that song. I want to buy that song. People don't have that mindset anymore, when they hear music in the elevator. At least I feel that way.
Yeah, it is unfortunate that nobody, unless you're kind of a record fetishist, which I fully claim to be after growing up with vinyl and working in record stores starting in 76 is when I first started working in a record store, all the way up to about 85 when I finally had a publishing deal and was kind of, but I still go to record stores and I still collect physical product. And that idea of owning music and not just being sort of free and out there in the air is almost a foreign concept, owning it just doesn't matter to a younger generation.
Yeah,
they know they can dial it up, and maybe one of these days we won't have that luxury of dialing it up, and maybe, records and, tapes and CDs might become worth a little more at some point when music's not so readily available just by streaming.
Yeah, well, I mean, to me, streaming has taken away radio stations like mine and all these independent folks, because why listen to me gab, you gab, when we can just hear the music, and the heck with commercials and the heck with sponsors and all that stuff. It's the new wave, and it's the future, and I find that scary, but that's my paranoia.
There's a culture here in Nashville of music people, because a lot of people come here to play music and write music or whatever, but not everybody gets to grab the brass ring at all. So,
that's the key. That's the key.
There's a lot of people, but there's still a lot of people that are part of a culture, that do shop in record stores and do go to clubs and do participate in some fashion or another as being part of a musical community. So, that's a good thing about Nashville. We have that. And I know you have it in New York, too.
Yeah, each area has their group of musicians. like your long players in Nashville. We've got, you know, Murderers Row here, and L.A. has another group of people, and that brings...
That would be Wasp Orchestra.
Yes, exactly. I couldn't think of it. Thank you.
Awesome.
Yeah, you also contributed to them a few years back with stuff.
I've been lucky to be part of one of their shows a couple years back.
You know, I mean, is that the wave of the future? Talented musicians playing covers and on the side being creative and putting out the music that needs to be heard?
Could be. That's kind of what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know, the long players plays about every 2 months,
uh-huh.
and we'll pick an album and learn it, and then I solicit guest singers to come and sing the songs from the album. We play it in sequence, live in the sequence, and then do a second bonus set. And every couple of months, it's a different album or a different theme. We're going to be hit our 20-year mark this coming spring.
Wow. That's a congratulations.
The band's been around for 20 years in March.
Wow.
And this here at the end of this month, we're doing Rubber Soul by the Beatles, and looking forward to that, and got some great singers, and that's been an ongoing thing for a while for me. But I also haven't stopped, you know, writing or making records or participating in other projects, so...
And thank you for doing that, because I appreciate that. I really do. I really do.
You.
And there's
thank
lots
you.
Of folks out there who appreciate it. I mean, I first heard about you when you played with Jamie Hoover. I said, who is this guy, Bill Lloyd? You know, and I kind of liked what I heard on that, and then I kind of branched back into your music. So sometimes playing on other people's music will expose people, at least people in the know, to check into new music, check into stuff.
Well, and again, doing covers for tribute records and things like that, some people discovered what I do
mm-hmm.
through me doing a cover of... Oh, I don't know, a Badfinger song or a Nilsson
right.
song or you know, a Bird song or something. And you know, all those were on various tribute records. Spider Pop, our pals in Texas,
mm-hmm.
the first record I did with them was a collection of cover songs that had been done for tribute records and things. So,
oh, nice. Yeah.
And I count that as one of my 12.
Yeah, well, you should. Getting back...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm getting back to your new record, Look Into It. I mean, the title song, I listened to the lyrics. Does that mean... Is that the wave of the future? People aren't looking into things. They aren't looking into things they should do with their life or politics or...
I don't know if that's future. I think that's just been that way, is that way, will probably still be that way. I think people are just... Generally, not everybody is super attentive to the details of their own lives, mm-hmm. you know. So it just that song is just kind of pointing that out, and we using different scenarios and the lyrics to kind of showcase that. But you know,
but that is the future. I think that is the future. People,
it's the past and. Present as well, you know.
Right.
Everybody does that.
Yeah. The more you settle into life, the more you don't look into the finer details and look into things, you know, the way you probably should.
Yeah.
But do we have time to do that? Who knows? That's the issue.
Well, you know, it's just trying to use your time as wisely as you can, especially as we all get a little older. That's kind of the thing we most need to pay attention to is how we spend our time and make best use of what we have.
Yeah, exactly. So where can folks find out more about Bill Lloyd? Because they've got his philosophies on life through our little chat.
You let me down an esoteric path here, Dave.
Well, that's the whole point of it. I mean, you know, you're doing...
rattling on about life. Down to business. Mm-hmm. BillLloydMusic.net. There's four L's in a row there. So BillLloyd music.net is my website. And if you Google it, you know, it's probably easy to find. And On there is a store where I sell physical products, CDs and things, and a bio, pictures, all those kind of sort of background things, lyrics, and you can see a lot more of the records I've been a part of there, too. There was my country career as part of Foster and Lloyd and the Sky Kings and Cimarron 615, and then some of the other things I've done. So.
Oh, nice. Have you ever thought of putting out a greatest hits across the board from all of your projects?
Well, you know, unfortunately, you know, that's really impossible.
Yeah, publishing rights and things like that, I guess. Or is it? I don't know. Are you there? Have we lost you? Bill, are you there?
Can you?
Yeah, you were breaking up for a second. Are you there? Let's try again. I think we've lost Bill's signal. Let me pause for a second, see if we can reconfirm.